Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello to you, and welcome to another show. And I am truly very, very pleased today to speak to you because by now, end of June, the awards have finished. I mean, the voting has closed, and soon we're going to know who's going to win the awards in all those different categories. And I want to say a big thank you to every single one of you who has been voting in the website for their favorite product, service, or person expert. And also for each and every one of you who has been voting for me being your favorite show or your favorite presenter or whatever you have chosen, whoever you have chosen. And today, I just wanted to let you know that I finished my online group program this week, and it was actually really, really interesting. What I do is I take a small group of people through my 7-step system. It is the holistic self-care system, regain your balance and inner strength. And it's all about self-leadership, self-actualization. And I have to say that the person that I am going to interview today, Brandy Gilmore, could be one of these examples of people who have gone from stress to authentic success. And if you haven't heard of the name Brandy Gilmore, I suggest you go and look her up because she's not just a researcher, but also a mind-body healing expert who has been captivating audience worldwide. And it is about her story, you know, about her ability to demonstrate radical healing using only the mind. Yeah, she has had breakthrough results, and her case studies have even been published in the medical journals, and she has delivered a TED talk and all these things. And so now I am actually very pleased to speak to her because her story started with actually a very own debilitating injury. She had an accident in 2003 and it left her disabled, in excruciating pain, and without any hope of recovery. And so she herself started searching for a cure. And that's where Brandy's story really got to me, because it is a bit similar to what I've been through. When doctors tell you that, and that's what they told me, their truth was that I was probably going to end up in a wheelchair, never be able to walk a flight of stairs again, let alone work again. It is such a shock to the system first. But then if you realize that you don't have to accept that as your truth, and that is exactly what Brandy did as well. So she created her own avenue for healing. She discovered real research that changed the course of her life and resulted in a complete recovery. And so she has now written a brand new cutting edge book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. I am so excited to talk to her. And as I said, when I finished my group program, I see the results in people, what the mind can do. And so I'm really excited to talk to Brandy about her discoveries and her research on how the mind can help us, because I believe her book is a really must read. And I, for one, am so curious to talk to her about this and see what and how we can motivate you and inspire you to take on this journey. You can go to my website, danielsachs.com, register for anything, whether it's free, the insights, whether it's the ebook, whether you want to have a discovery session, a connection with me personally, it's all possible. I'm going to take a little break and then I'll come back to talk to Brandy Gilmore just now.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and this lady doesn't need any introduction. Brandy Gilmore, thank you so much for accepting this beautiful conversation that we're going to have. I'm so excited.
And thank you so much for having me. I love what you do, and I'm happy to be here. So thank you, Danielle.
Well, my audience, I know anyone listening, they all love the story. And I love stories myself. And so would it be okay for you to start wherever you want to start to tell us the story that has led you to what you're doing today, to your new book and all that kind of thing? What, because there's a lot of trauma in the story. So maybe wherever you want to start, just share it.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say, I love the name From Stress to Authentic Success, just because a few things. The authentic, that change really does happen on the inside that helps actually create the transformation. So I love that. And I also have to say, you know, if this is what I do today is literally the last thing I ever thought that I would be doing. I never thought I would be writing a book on mind body healing. I never thought I'd be one of the things I'm passionate about is showing people the power of the mind, even under medical equipment. So people can see the power of the mind and energy and all of that. And where I used to be, it was exactly that, it was a train wreck. So I kind of going back to 2003, I used to do network engineering and operations. And basically, a long story short, I had a car accident. I had two accidents. I had a car accident and then a fall. And I literally went from living a full life to being wheelchair, walker, cane, in extreme pain. There were so many times I didn't even want to breathe. I was in so much pain and still on morphine and all of these medications. I mean, I was a mess. And so on a good day, I could get out with a wheelchair, walker, or a cane. And on a bad day, I didn't make it out of bed. And that was my life. And my doctor said that there was nothing else they could do for me. And
what was the physical diagnosis?
Mess. So a few of them. So I had like spinal end plate fractures, nerve lesions. And then also was diagnosed with CRPS, or it was called reflex neurodystrophy. But basically, it's like the nervous system being heightened. So you literally feel like you have burning razor blades. I mean, it was just, wow. It was so much pain. And that was my life. And then it just, you know, as you know, probably a lot of times when people are sick, you end up with more and more diagnoses. Mm-hmm. And then so I had reduced bone density and I was a mess.
What kept you going? Because isn't it like you wake up in the morning and you don't know how you're going to feel if you actually want to live and breathe?
Exactly that. And I would say what kept me going is kind of an interesting, it was more like ups and downs. I mean, there were times when I didn't want to live, a lot of them. And then I would say there was a multitude of things. I mean, one I would say is I started seeing research that showed the power of the mind. For example, people with multiple personality disorder can have different illnesses when they're in different personalities. And there is even a study in the medical journals of a woman who was blind in some personalities, but not in others, and medically blind. And then there was others that have, you know, one personality might have back pain or neck pain. Another one might have high blood pressure. Another one might have seizures. Another one might have headaches. And so I'm a logical person. And when I started seeing this, because that's kind of what led me to the medical journals, is because, you know, it was like some days when there was no hope for healing, I just wanted to check out and watch TV and have my life pass me by and just check out and just not be alive. And then other days when I started seeing, well, maybe there is hope, you know, because you see the power of the placebo, even where somebody could take a fake pill and have some type of results. And so everything kept pointing to the mind as having this missing link to healing. And so I would say it was just logic started making me think, wait, there's got to be more.
Wow. And so what was, when I see that, what was that pivotal moment or wake up, like, or the bowl, how do you call that? The pivotal moment that you realized that you could actually heal?
You know, the pivotal moment where I realized I could, I would say, you know, my injury was 6.5, almost 7 years. So I would say that there were a lot of different pivotal moments. There were so many moments, but I would say one pivotal moment was as I started to get my pain down, and like, I would say when I really started to feel differently, that was one. The multiple personality disorder, seeing that awareness and then finding one study after another that showed that, I would say that's another. I would say that
it's a huge one, I think. Yeah.
I would say another one was this, is I had been meditating for years and years and years. Oh. And it wasn't working. Like, I could get my pain down. So then I was hopeful, but then it would stop. And so I think another pivotal moment was realizing I needed to do more than just meditate, because I had been doing that for years. And I realized I needed to get more specific with my mind programming. And I think that was a pivotal moment also. So I would say certain distinctions were key.
What I like about, you know, when I see the title of your new book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body, I see three things, three big assets of ours, our mind, our body, and our energy. Tell us a little bit about how the energy comes into this, or do you want to talk about the mind first? That's fine for me.
Absolutely. We can, anywhere you want to go. I just want to be of service to, it's because it's all fascinating. How incredible. We're incredible beings. And so energy, a lot of times people think energy is just woo-woo. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that the man who actually discovered it, also scientifically, it was discovered over 100 years ago medically. And he was nominated for the Nobel Prize 11 times and actually won what's similar to the Nobel Prize in Russia he won. And also fast forward to current day, there's something called the NASA agreement in the US, and there's a database that is maintained by the Smithsonian and Harvard. And there's actual studies of this energy of the body in these databases. And so a lot of times people think, oh, well, energy woo woo, but it's a real thing. And some fun things about energy for a moment is that a simple way to think about it is kind of like if we think about a light bulb, it emits particles of light called photons. Mm-hmm. And our bodies emit particles of light called biophotons. Yeah. Now, these biophotons, research suggests that they actually carry information through the body, including homeostasis and all kinds of information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we stop and think about it for a moment, the fact that even research has shown that they can communicate information to the cells. And so what's incredible is that studies have also shown that our own minds can influence biophotons. Now, real quick, some people might think, well, how is light energy going to carry information? But what's really cool is that, you know, I used to work in network engineering, telecommunications, you know, operations and all of that. And email, text messages, fiber optics, all of this stuff is actually, it has a backbone that uses light energy to communicate emails across the world. That's the reason we can get a text message at the speed of light, if you will. And so light is carrying information throughout technology all the time. And so energy is amazing. The energy of the body, the fact that it can communicate information to the cells. What's also interesting is that different illnesses can have different energy. Like research has shown that cancerous cells emit different energy, different biophotons than non-cancerous. And it's incredible. And so the awareness that our own minds and emotions can influence biophoton emissions also is incredible.
Wow. And so what did you do with that? First heal yourself, and then how did you actually start healing yourself using that energy? And it's with imaging, is it? That's what I understood.
Yes. Is it? And the imaging is amazing. But basically what I did is this, is I started looking at it and I said, okay, we know that the mind affects the physical body. And I said, how can I simplify this? Because what I want more than anything is results, because I had been, you know, doing all the positive thinking and the visualization. And I tried even believing I was already healed. And I thought that that's initially how the placebo worked, is that you just have to believe, but it wasn't working. And then I found something called the open label placebo, which is where both the doctor and the patient both know it's fake. So it's open label. They see the label. They both know it's a fake pill, and it still works. And that's when I realized it wasn't all about belief. And so that made me say, okay, well, we know something's going on in the mind with the placebo and all of these other things, but it can't be all belief, because this open label placebo still works also. And so I said, okay, I have to simplify this. And I said, okay, how can I see that the mind affects the physical body? Well, emotions. If somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red. Or if somebody has panic attack, racing heart, shortness of breath. Or even in extreme situations, somebody can die of a broken heart, you know, broken heart syndrome, or scared to death. Somebody can be so scared, their heart stops. Not only that, but there's research studies that suggest that stress can even create autoimmune conditions and cause autoimmune conditions or cancer or all kinds of things, stress linked up to all these things. So I said, well, wait a second, I can see this everywhere. And I would say another key was this, as I started to look at it objectively, and I said, but wait a second, there are people who are very stressed who have
don't have anything.
And I said, well, how does that work? And what I began to figure out was it was a certain combination of emotions, and that was key. And so a simple way to think about it is like this, is if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, then they can't make cake. But if they have flour and they mix it with a bunch of other ingredients, now they can make cake. But if they change up the ingredients, they make a completely different recipe. And that's how I could see it was possible for somebody with multiple personality disorder to have different illnesses when they're in different personalities. One personality could have back pain. One has allergies or high blood pressure. And so, because it's a different combination of emotions going on. And so what I started doing was looking at it in that way. And that was profound. And to give you an idea about like these ingredients, sometimes the ingredients might be a self-image. For example, somebody may see themselves as being a sick person. And so then their body may want to manifest illness. Maybe they see themselves like their mother or father, or they've always been ill. And so their body wants to just manifest so that there's those ingredients, those are specific ingredients. And that was key. And some people don't have that, but then they have other ingredients. And so that was pivotal. And so basically what I did is I was able to then heal myself. And I thought, you know, nobody's going to think this is even possible for me to go from wheelchair walker cane to healing yourself. I have to show people that we don't have to live our lives with illness. And so I just started showing people. And what happened is I started showing people how to release their own chronic pain so they could see that there was actual results with the mind.
Wow.
And then I was asked to speak on stage and it just started opening up to all of these things. And I remember there was a time when I was taking people from stage in the audience and I was showing them how to use their mind to release their own pain. And I thought to myself, you know, people are going to think this is a fake person. That somebody goes, oh, I had neck pain and now it's gone. So that's when I said, okay, I have to start showing it under medical equipment so people could see it, which is what you were talking about. Was that's when I started saying, okay, let me use the thermography and let me show it. And that's where that led.
Wow. And so if I ask you, in your experience, what is the key to change from stress to whether it's authentic success or healing, or what to you is the key there? Is it to use your own energy, emotions, energy, energy in motion? Is it your own? How can we visualize that? How can we understand that? Okay, can you give an exercise or something that I can understand on how to use this step from stress? Absolutely. If I'm like, you know, like you say, it's very stressed, I have a panic attack or something, how can I in practice use this?
I would say there's a few things. I would say number one is being very specific. Okay. So if we simplify everything, we can see that if somebody is embarrassed, their face turns red. And we all know that. Even emojis on our cell phone know that. You got the little embarrassed face. But if a panic attack, it's a specific different emotion. Mm-hmm. And so all the time people are just trying to relax or calm themselves or whatnot, but not realizing that we have subconscious patterns. And so I would say that understanding patterning of the brain is key. And not just for healing, but also like I've worked with people to help them go from losing millions of dollars a year to making millions and even hundreds of millions of dollars in a year. And so as we talk about stress to authentic success, whatever that is, some people it's money, some people it's healing, some people it's love and relationships, whatever that is. But even if we think about relationships for a moment, if we think about somebody who we've heard that, you know, the example that maybe a woman has an abusive father and then leaves him and finds the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to understand a few things that patterns continue. And it's not just in that situation. We have patterned ways of thinking and feeling and attracting.
And that subconscious.
That show up in our lives. What's that?
In that subconscious.
Well said. Exactly. And we could call it something like law of attraction, or we could even look at psychology and call it repetition compulsion or reenactments or attachment theory. Or we could even look in the Bible that says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean, it's literally written all around us that we have patterned ways of thinking and feeling. Or one person may have a pattern of feeling fear, and another person may have a pattern of self-criticism, while another person has a positive pattern of confidence or love. And so what I would say is we have to really look at patterning of the mind and repattern the mind to go and look at the positive patterns we have and create more positive patterns and look at the negative patterns and get rid of those patterns to create a transformation.
Is that a form of reprogramming then?
That's ultimately, so like what I have people do is what I call the gift method. And what that is step G is get new healthy programming. And it's all about establishing new positive neural pathways. So not just positive thinking, but neural pathways, understanding to create new patterned ways of thinking and feeling and ingrain them in. And then I have them do after step G, so it's gift. Step I is identify what's the negative, what's the problem, what are those ingredients, because there's always multiple ingredients. So step I is identifying what are the multiple pieces. And then what's fun is then, so G-I-F-T, so F is about freeing your mind. Now, what's key is this, is all of the time people are trying to get rid of negativity, but what they don't realize is that the mind is always miswired to hold on to it. And a simple example is this. Yes. Is
the familiar. It's hardwired to, you know, to stay in the familiar, isn't it?
Well, the familiar, and there's always, the way I call it is that, and the, yeah, so familiar, and also there's, oh, what I call the MBSS needs, but there's keys while the brain will hold on to something. For example, somebody might have linked up sympathy to love, in which case, if they have problems, then they get sympathy and that gets linked up. Or even a sense of pride in hardship. So if they have pride in the hardship, then if they let go of the hardship, they let go of their pride. And so what happens is there's key reasons that the brain wants to hold on to these things. And it can be so miswired. And for example, if we think about somebody who engages in self-harm, you know, like a cutter, for example, a cutter can feel a sense of relief or euphoria or safety from cutting themselves.
Yes.
And so I know that most people here are probably not into self-harm, probably. Maybe some are.
Some are.
But the problem is we can see with compassion that things get linked up in the brain that then lead our brain in the wrong direction. So for some people, success is money. And then maybe there's a part of them that also hates money or feels critical of money, or it's bad. And so then they want that success, but then they feel like it's bad. And so that's the point, is that when it comes to freeing, it's right. And so it's not only about we want to release. So freeing is about releasing, but it's also about rewiring and identifying and correcting that. So then you really free yourself in a great way. And so you free yourself and then stepping into the transformation. So that's the process that I have people do is G-I-F-T. Wow. Get the new, identify the problem, free yourself, step into transformation. So.
Oh, beautiful. So is there a statement, a quote that you live by that has been showing up in your healing, something that has helped you through this whole journey?
I mean,
I love quotes and I love that kind of, so I'm just asking, I love learning new, you know, new quotes and new statements and philosophy things that I adore it. So that's why I asked the question.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say so many that I've given my mind throughout the years. I would say one is that I was in so much fear during my injury that I remembered telling myself, you can't win at the game of life while playing on defense. So I was sitting there in fear and I was feeling like exactly that. I was like, well, I'm never going to be able to enjoy my life and live fully if I'm sitting in this constant fear. I have to get out of it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So I would say that was one.
Okay.
I would say another one is change is a superpower. So I would say that is just realizing that we have to be willing to change. I would say another one that is key that has been helpful is thinking about the 4-minute mile. You know, we used to think, if we're familiar with the 4-minute mile, people used to think that it was impossible to run a mile in under 4 minutes. And then a gentleman by the name of Roger Bannister, he did that. And after he did, so many other people started doing that as well. Now, what we can learn from this, is that knowing that we can do something is important because then we can strive for it. But if you ask me right now, could I run a 4-minute mile? The answer is no.
No.
Not because I'm not physically, it's because there's a certain way to do it. There's a certain way to run that fast and you're breathing and there's an understanding and it's a skill.
Yes.
And so believing that we can heal is one thing, because then you say, okay, well, we can do it. And then there's the skill part of it that says, okay, well, now I need to understand and build the skill on how to do it. And I think but the beautiful thing is I've seen people that they understand, hey, we can do this. And then they learn the skill. And I see people all the time are messaging me and saying, Brandy, I just healed myself from this. And I just got my doctors just said I'm clear of this. Or I just, it's so sweet. So I think knowing we can do something is one thing. And then building the skill to do it is, and having both of those
There's a question that pops in my mind now about, are you teaching this to children, to youngsters?
Yes.
And how are they doing this?
I have had people as young as 4 years old. I've actually worked with, but I would say sometimes I work with a parent, and just work with the parent. Sometimes I've worked with a combination of the child and the parent. I've had babies that aren't even speaking, that maybe are going through something that then I help the parent to understand what it is. So all kinds of things, but I would say at any age, I mean, our mindset can affect our physical body. And this is what's really fascinating also is that it's like if imagine for a moment, if somebody's walking around with a panic attack, anxiety, and they don't realize that emotions are causing it. Mm. Now, to some people that might sound odd, but if you think about how many people have gone to the hospital thinking that they're having a heart attack and it's really the doctors say, oh, you were having anxiety. You did that?
I had panic attacks and I thought every time I was going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're, and we don't always realize that it's emotions that are causing it.
I agree.
And so people will go to the hospital and think they're having a heart attack.
Think it's physical.
Yeah, it's physical. Mm. Now, if we take that awareness that happens all the time, when we stop and realize it, there are other emotions that are affecting the knee pain or the chronic illness or the autoimmune condition, all of these other conditions that are affected by emotions. Mm. And we just don't realize it in our culture. Wow. And it's the same awareness that if we get that depth and we understand it, it's pivotal.
Wow. I'm so, so curious. I'm going to buy your book. I didn't do it before the interview, but I'm going to do it now. Now, this is your second book. Is that right?
This is my first book.
Is it the first book? Oh, I thought it was. Okay. Ooh, wow. Are you excited? Because that's like a baby. My book felt like a baby to me.
It is a baby. And by the way, technically speaking, I always want to be impeccable with my words. I was part of a compilation book previously, where, John Gray and Bruce Lipton wrote a chapter and a bunch of Dalai Lama, I think, wrote a chapter. There was like a compilation. Okay. So I did write a chapter in one book.
That's maybe what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is my, this is my baby. And it's kind of funny, actually, after I healed myself, I wanted to show people we could get results and then under medical equipment. And then I was asked to do a TED talk. And so it all continued to expand. And the book came up, I wanted to just show people and share with people what I did.
Mm.
And the research that I found that showed the mind-body connection and all of these things.
Oh,
and so
beautiful.
What then happened was then I wanted to just share it in a book. And then the publisher said, well, you need a following. And I was like, okay, well, fine. I will do that. I will start a podcast. I will do these things. So this whole journey has actually been about
beautiful
sharing with people what I did. That is what actually has fueled this whole
journey. That is authentic success to me, Brandy. It's being, the biggest fear that people have on their deathbed or the biggest regret. It's about the fear of not being true to themselves, the not having the courage of being true to yourself. And your story to me, shows how true you are to yourself. Even whatever the outside world is saying and thinking, you are being true to yourself. And so that authenticity and that, I get goosebumps when I say that. So it must be true. So that, you know, that's why I'm saying that to me. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show is you have gone from stress, trauma, whatever it is in your first life to, you know, to your authentic, to living your authentic success today. And so you are such an inspiration. And so what is living authentic success to you? What is it for you today? How are you living your authentic success? And then because time goes too quickly. I always want to talk for an hour, but tell me.
I would say another huge key for me has been understanding, like, authenticity, to live in my authenticity. There are certain places where I felt like I would get resistance from people. So in other words, speaking to the wounding, or like speaking to the part where I feel like people are going to criticize, has been a huge thing for me. Mm. And what I mean by that is notice when I had said earlier, I said, you know, here I was taking people from the audience and helping them to release their own pain. And then I thought to myself, before it ever happened, I thought to myself, people are going to say, oh, this is a plant. This is fake. And that's when I said, I have to show this under medical equipment. Now, also, I can feel what other people feel. So basically, as this whole thing, like my intuition after I healed myself, ignited hugely. And so what then happened is I thought, well, I need a way to speak to that and how that works. And so my point is that every time that I have felt that I want to speak to my authenticity, but I am also concerned what people might think, what I've done is I've spoken to it. So for example, I mentioned multiple personality disorder, that people have different illnesses and different personalities. I mentioned that because authentically, that was a breakthrough for me. And so for me to mention that, and then people say, well, wait a second, maybe I can heal with the mind. And so what I would say is, authenticity has been powerful. So to be able to be in my authenticity, it has just been sharing, like another, like if somebody had told me in the very beginning that I could heal using my mind, I probably would have been offended. I would have been like, don't you understand that I'm injured? And so I would say the being authentic and being real is the key. That is the key. And
it's not the success about it that brings it. Is that's how I feel I help a lot of people as well in that journey. And success doesn't have to be, you know, the book and the talk and the money and the famous thing. It has to be what it is to you authentically. And it can be just like I say, in your community, having, you know, it's all about, how do you say that, self-realization, almost self-actualization about what I'm here to do. And I can see in your face how you are doing what you are meant to do. And what the success is just, it's a natural thing that flows out of it, isn't it?
It's so well said. And that's what I love also about what you do and the emphasis on on the authenticity. Exactly. Because that is where success comes from, is the authenticity and your heart. And the more you have exactly that, your heart and your authenticity, that is it.
Thank you for being here with me. I'm going to take a little break. Brandy, I really appreciate, and I encourage everyone to go and have a look at that book, because I'm sure there's a lot in there, because we all need to heal something, isn't it? So everybody can use this. So thank you so much. And
Danielle,
yes,
I love your heart, and I love your emphasis on authenticity, and just your awareness of that is just absolutely. Thank you.
We'll do this again, maybe, and you know, with your second book, maybe.
There we go.
Bye bye for now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What a wonderful conversation this was. And I can feel already now that I'm going to invite Brandy again because there's so much to talk about with her. I mean, she is such an interesting person. When you hear her gift method, how she sees the role of our emotions in every single symptom that we have, all these things, I really think it is so interesting and amazingly effective also, I think. So as I said, I will definitely buy her book. But what I also loved about this conversation is the vulnerability and the authenticity and how Brandy explained to us how authenticity has been key in her journey towards authentic success. It is key. This is my work and my message has been such a big thing in the world because it is all about being true to yourself. And like Brandy was explaining, we still are conditioned to, in our brain, to think what other people might think or to follow our conditioning from when we were younger and to let our emotions run our life. I do believe that living authentic success is a brand to be proud of. And it is my honor to meet people like Brandy Gilmore to talk about all these things. And for her, what actually that quote that she said about, first of all, stop playing your life in defense and get out of your fear. For me, that's an important one. With the last weeks that I had with the accident in Bali, as I told you the story last time, one of the things that I needed to do is step out of my fear and get back into the, yeah, to the driver's seat of my own car. Stop playing in defense of what else can happen, of the fear of the future, of what can go wrong and all that, and step into that self-care day by day within the process of trusting yourself, trusting life, trusting your belief system, your self-confidence, your self-leadership, all that. And Brandy said at the end that it's not just about believing. Of course, that's a big part in life for any change that you want to, you know, have manifested. But it's also about the skills, learning, building the skills on how to do it. And that's what you learn in Brandy's book. That's what you learn in my book or in my group program. And so for now, I am going to tell you that Brandy Gilmore has made an impression on me. That lady has come from far, and I recognize myself in it. And I really, really appreciate her energy, her healing tools, everything that she talked about. I trust that this show has inspired you and motivated you to maybe even get into connection with Brandy or with myself, to start your process of healing, to start your self-leadership, sit into the driver's seat of your car, get out of your fear, and step into your own journey from stress to authentic success. I will leave you for now. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.